Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to our October 9th Board of Supervisors meeting. Thank you for coming out this evening. Would you please stand while we have the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing while we have the invocation by Reverend Sean Allen, Associate Pastor of Worship Arts at Gayton Baptist Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come to you tonight as the Lord who has created all that we see, and we recognize that you are moving all over this world to sustain what you have created. And we thank you tonight for this county. We thank you for the land that you have charged us to cultivate, to nurture, and to use for the good of the people who live in it. And Father, we ask this evening that you would guide and lead the leaders who are here tonight to make decisions that would be honoring to the people who are here in this room and to all who live in this place. And we pray that decisions would be made that would be honoring to you and that you would receive pleasure through the way that we conduct ourselves here in this room and through the outcomes of all the decisions that are made. And we pray this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the county manager is on vacation for the next 2 weeks, and in his stead tonight, we have Deputy County Manager, Mr. Harvey Henson, that will be filling in and helping us conduct tonight's meeting. So with that, Mr. Henson, we will take the first item of business.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. We have... approval of the minutes, I'm sorry. Lost my place for a second. Anyway, approval of the minutes for the September 25th, 2007 regular and special meetings.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have a request for one change in the minutes.
Okay.
I can find it. Here it is. On page 2 of the minutes. Under Board of Supervisors comments, it says, Mrs. O'Bannon reported the Virginia Department of Transportation has recently constructed public rest area facility. It begins in that paragraph. Very last line, the second to last, it says, and suggested that the board have an information work session on Lee, not system, the word system to change.
Okay.
And also, I've already talked to Mr. Lawrence about the possibility of being a little bit more detailed in the information in the minutes, because it does particularly, it's a little bit, I was looking up for the information on, quite frankly, one of the things on the agenda, one of the items on the agenda. It was a resolution about the Community Services Board performance contract, and in it, it says, Michael D. O'Connor, Director of Mental Health and Mental Retardation Services, responded to a question from Mrs. O'Bannon relating to whether this contract was mandated. And I was not, I couldn't remember whether it was mandated or not. And when I looked at the minutes, I was looking for the words that Mr. O'Connor had said it was mandated or was not mandated. And to me, that means that the minutes are incomplete with the way they're written in this manner. There are other things also that that are written that way. They're very difficult to find out the information you need at a glance with the minutes. And that's the point of the minutes, is to give that information. In other words, I was looking to find out if this is mandated, a mandated service. I couldn't remember what Mr. O'Connor said. I went to the minutes, which are supposed to be giving me the answer, and I got no answer. So with that in mind, I believe the minutes are not as fully correct or as fully fleshed out as they could be. I have talked with Mr. Lawrence about this, and have shown in minutes of other organizations that are not verbatim. However, they do have more information in there. And that was just one example. I have had more on some of the other points of discussion. It's just very difficult because that's what minutes are for.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I was looking for that particular answer and I could not find it.
Did you check the recorded minutes?
Yes, I did, but you have to sit and listen to about 20 or 30 minutes, and that was the whole idea of the summary of the minutes, is to get to find out just something simple like, was this mandated or not?
Did you call Mr. O'Connell?
My point is, when you look at the minutes, I should be able to take a glance at the minutes and say,
yes,
see
yes.
that it was mandated or not. Just take a quick glance.
Right.
The information is not there. So, yeah, I did have to listen to that. But my point is that another that just I have a question here is, Mrs. Meyer responded to a question from Mrs. O'Bannon regarding the definition of round dancing, and I know that was a little bit of a joke, but all of it just, it doesn't say what she said, you know, any type of response. And again, it's too vague, in my opinion, to be really an accurate reflection of what happened at the meeting.
Okay. Mr. Lawrence, did you make the necessary corrections on the word system rather than... Yeah, okay. Right. Any other comments on the minutes?
Is there a motion to approve as amended?
Mr. Rappasota might have
I did, Mr. Chairman. I was just unclear whether you wanted to approve them or have them deferred until you can see the revision.
Well,
I
did ask him about two or three other. There's several in here where that happens. And it doesn't seem to be, to me, to be too much to just say the question, what the question was, and then an approximate answer. Again, I gave an example of another organization that the board is in that does not have verbatim minutes, but the minutes are more fleshed out or more specific as to, for instance, the actual question that was asked, and then a very condensed form of the answer in one sentence. I would prefer to have these deferred in order to make changes that I've mentioned to Mr. Lawrence on that and... In other words, just to give a little bit more of an information, just as a, for instance, on that particular one, Michael O'Connor responded to a question relating to whether the contract was mandated. Again, that sort of thing. Just to say, Mrs. O'Bannon asked a question about whether or not the contract was mandated. Michael O'Connor, Director of Mental Health and Mental Retardation Services, responded, yes, no. Maybe.
Okay.
It's required every 5 years. I mean, just something short like that would certainly be sufficient. And that's just the example, because there are a couple other places in here that, just to flesh it out, to make it a slightly more specific.
You want to make a defer?
I would move that we defer the minutes and hopefully make some of these changes.
Okay.
Are these both sets of minutes, or? Because we're running on two, aren't we?
Well, the regular and special. You mean the regular part and special part?
I thought we had two meetings. We got two meetings.
The question is whether the motion was to defer only the regular. I think you were quoting Ms. O'Bannon.
From the regular meeting.
Meetings.
Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied with the special meeting minutes? I guess that was really the question.
Okay. Yes, they're more in detail.
Mr. Chairman, what you could do, again, pleasure of the board. So, again, I don't want to preempt anyone. They can vote separately on each set or just go with the one joint motion. It's up to however the board wants to proceed.
Is your motion for?
My motion is to defer the minutes of the regular meeting to make more specific changes in it.
Okay.
Improve the special meeting.
Improve, yeah. And the first motion would be separate.
We've got to do two motions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's two sets of meetings. Yeah. All right. So Mrs. Bannon has moved that we defer the regular meetings minutes.
Okay.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is that to the next meeting?
That would be fine. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
The second meeting in October. All right. So we have a motion by Mrs. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Cackley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Now you have a special meeting minutes.
Yes.
And I can move approval of the special meeting minutes.
All right.
September 25th.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have proclamation. The first, we have three of them. The first is for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is October of this year.
Manager's comments.
I'm sorry. I will be on schedule with before the evening ends. I'm sorry. The manager has no comments, and the sitting-in manager has no comments.
All right.
Sorry. So the next item is Board of Supervisors comments.
Board members have any comments? Any comments from the board?
Mr. Chairman, I do. Yes. I would like for the minutes to show that Reverend Barry P. Young was funeralized about a week ago. Pastor Young passed the Mosby Memorial Baptist Church, and God saw fit to take him at a very young age. And he was very well liked by his parishioners. And this was rather sudden. And he was also a product of Virginia Union University and its School of Religion. I'm pretty sure that the congregation will miss Pastor Moore, who was only 48. And we'd just like to keep them in our prayers. So I just want to mention that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Thornton. Any other board comments? We do have one Boy Scout with us this evening from Troop 99, Scott Nostrom. Can you tell us what badge you're working on?
I'm working on the
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to have you with us. Thank you. Any other Boy Scouts in the audience? Okay. Seeing none, we'd like to go to recognize the people that are covering our meeting this evening from the news media. And I think the only one we have with us this evening is Will Jones from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Thank you, Will, for being here. All right. Okay, Mr. Manager, we can go on to presentations.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. The first proclamation is regarding Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Mrs. O'Bannon, Patricia S. O'Bannon, will be presenting the proclamation, and if she's moving to the microphone, Shannon E. Hetty, Executive Director of Safe Harbor, Beth C. Bonewell, Domestic Violence Coordinator with Division of Police, will be joined by Lieutenant K. Stephen Schaff, Division of Police, Criminal Investigations Section, Violent Crimes, and Sergeant R. Kenneth Cordell, Criminal Investigation Section, Special Victims Unit. They come forward.
I'm wearing my purple ribbon here on my lapel, and it is to remind us of what month this is. Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October 2007. Whereas domestic violence is a pervasive social issue affecting people of all ages, races, religions, cultures, and economic backgrounds. And whereas the crime of domestic violence has serious physical, emotional, social, sexual, psychological, and economic impacts on victims, families, and the community, and violates an individual's privacy, safety, and dignity. And whereas children who are subjected to domestic violence often grow up to inflict violence on others, creating a cycle that must be stopped through prevention and early education. And whereas the local economy endures losses due to the effect of domestic violence on businesses in the form of absenteeism, reduced efficiency, lost wages, sick leave, security costs, and health care. And whereas the County of Henrico is committed to prioritizing the problem of domestic violence in our community by increasing awareness and providing education to all Henrico County citizens so they can play an important role in eradicating the violence. Whereas Henrico citizens can make a difference in the lives of families experiencing domestic and sexual violence. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes October 2007 as Domestic Violence Awareness Month and acknowledges the ongoing and coordinated efforts of local domestic violence service providers and the community in addressing the problem of domestic violence. It's signed by James B. Donati, Jr., our chairman, and attested to by Barry Lawrence. Thank you very much, and we have here some folks that I know are going to want to say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for proclaiming October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Domestic violence is a pattern of abusive behaviors utilized by a perpetrator in order to gain and maintain power and control over their victim. These behaviors can be physical, verbal, emotional, or sexual, and may include intimidation, isolation from family and friends, threats, name-calling, and several other different factors. The effects of domestic violence are extensive, and they impact persons of all races, religions, cultures, genders, and socioeconomic backgrounds. Domestic Violence Awareness Month is observed in Henrico County and nationwide as a gesture to draw attention to the reality of violence in our community and the work being done to end this violence. Activities throughout the month remember those who have lost their lives as a result of domestic violence, those who have survived, and to support those who work all year to provide safety and support for victims and their children. We encourage Henrico County citizens to become active in the effort to end domestic violence in all of its forms and to take on the responsibility for ensuring that the message is clear, both in word and in act, that domestic violence is intolerable. Thank you for supporting the efforts to end domestic violence in our community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as executive director of your local domestic violence program, Safe Harbor, I just wanted to thank you again for Henrico County's wonderful support of this issue and to let you know just a couple of the things that we're doing and that you can be very proud of as the Board of Supervisors and as citizens of Henrico County. We have wonderful leadership from George Drumright on our Board of Directors, who has provided wonderful resources, knowledge, and guidance for us. Safe Harbor has been partnering more and more with your police department, and certainly Beth Bonnewell, the domestic violence coordinator that you just heard from, has provided outstanding support to us on investigations, on bringing about public awareness, and helping us coordinate our local community services. And because of that, Henrico County, Safe Harbor have become leaders in this community, and I think you all can be proud of that. Safe Harbor has expanded our community counseling program. We have started a children's program that's serving children who have grown up in violent homes. We have just started a support group for Spanish-speaking victims in this community that will begin in November. We have a media campaign that's taking place now in October and will also be focused on February and in May. And we've made over presentations to over 5,000 individuals in the faith community, in your local government, in churches and corporations. And we now have a court advocate that is in Henrico County courts 4 days a week to support victims that are seeking protective orders. And this is because of your wonderful support and your spirit of cooperation, and I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next proclamation, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, is in recognition of Natural Resources Conservation Week, which will be between October 14 and the 20th, 2007. This proclamation will be presented by James B. Donati, Jr., Chairman. Receiving this will be Melissa A. Kelly, Agricultural Conservation Specialist with the Henry Coppolis Soil and Water Conservation District.
Yeah, this proclamation really talks about litter. And it's becoming a really serious problem in our county and our state. And just the other day, I had a few phone calls on some major quarters that people were littering. And I talked to the county manager about the possibility of maybe trying to get some legislative action through our delegation that represents Henrico on imposing stiffer penalties and fines for people that litter. And I know when I've traveled to Myrtle Beach, there's signage along that roadway as you leave 95 going into Myrtle Beach where the penalties are $2,000 if you're caught littering. And I tell you, that stretch of road is absolutely clean. And I think it does make a difference. And I'd like to see us maybe support something of that nature this year, because we do our public works spends a tremendous amount of money in having to deal with that. So in saying that, National Resource Conservation Week, October the 14th through the 20th, 2007. Whereas litter affects Henrico County's waterways and environment, and also the appearance of our community. And whereas solutions to the litter problem are not always about cleaning up after the fact, but also about prevention of the problem. And whereas through the careful planning, the amount of waste that is created in our community can be reduced and much other waste can be reused or recycled. And whereas Henrico citizens can make a difference by becoming more litter wise and aware of actions that can be taken place to prevent litter in their own households as well as in their community. Whereas the Henricopolis Soil and Water Conservation District, along with Virginia's 46 other conservation districts, annually promotes National Resource Conservation Week to heighten public awareness of the vulnerability of natural resources. And whereas the theme of this year's observance is litter and recycling. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes October the 14th to the 20th, 2007, as Natural Resource Conservation Week and encourages every Henrico citizen to help prevent litter in our community. And it's signed by me, the chairman, and attested by Barry R. Lawrence, the clerk. And I would like to present this to you.
Thank you very much for recognizing Natural Resource Conservation Week and this year's theme, Litter and Recycling. We appreciate the board's continued support of Henricopolis Soil and Water Conservation District throughout the year. Thank you.
Next item is a proclamation recognizing Energy Awareness Week, which will be October 21st through the 27th of 2007. We have quite a contingency here to receive the proclamation. David A. Cackley, Vice Chairman of the Board, will make the presentation. And Mr. Cackley, as you move into the microphone, Jerry Walker, Energy Manager, Department of General Services, is joined by Libby Kitten, who's a secondary education specialist for science, Henrico County Public Schools, and also represented are members of the county's Energy Management Steering Committee, which includes Paul Proto, Director of General Services, William Smith, Deputy Director of General Services for Facilities Management, Arthur Petrini, who's the Director of Public Utilities, William Moyer, the Assistant Director of Public Utilities, Albert Shiroki, who is the Director of Construction and Maintenance for Henrico County Public Schools, and Roy Zielinski, who is the Assistant Director of Construction and Maintenance for Henrico County Public Schools. Mr. Cackle.
Thank you. This proclamation for Energy Awareness Week of October 21 to 27 of this year, while we should all be aware of energy consumption on a year-round basis, this proclamation just helps point out that fact during this special week. So I'd like to read this proclamation. It says, whereas in the best interest of the County of Henrico to encourage the efficient use of energy, and whereas energy efficiency can maintain or eliminate unnecessary energy expenditures while helping to protect the environment, and whereas sustainable energy management reduces greenhouse gases and air pollution, and whereas by providing annual energy fairs and implementing improvements based on regular facility energy audits, the county is demonstrating its commitment to continually improving its energy culture, and whereas all county staff and Henrico citizens are urged to properly manage energy in their everyday operations, and whereas October is nationally designated as Energy Awareness Month, and whereas the county of Henrico is proud to do its part in our nationwide and statewide efforts to promote energy efficiency and environmental stewardship, and whereas the third annual Energy Symposium for Schools and General Government will be conducted at Nils E. Godwin High School on October 24, 2007, and at the Henrico County Government Center on October 25, 2007. And now, therefore, be it proclaimed that the Board of Supervisors of Henrico County, Virginia, hereby recognizes October 21 to 27, 2007, as Energy Awareness Week, and calls this observance to the attention of all Henrico citizens. And signed by Chairman James Donati and Clerk Barry Lawrence. So, all of you, thank you for what you do in helping us to be aware of the energy conservation that we need to do on a year-round basis. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think it's appropriate that the team that you see before you is here. Mr. President, my Energy Management Committee and I wish to thank you and the board for recognizing and proclaiming this Energy Awareness Week for October the 21st. It's fitting the members of Henrico County's Energy Management Steering Committees are standing here with me before you. Without their support and encouragement, and without the support of the manager and some of his deputy and all of his deputies, our energy program would never have gotten off the ground. It's also fitting we hold the first day of our energy symposium this year at Mills Godwin High School, and that our energy theme remains You Have the Power. It will be at Mills Godwin that we'll dedicate a new solar-powered array that will create an educational opportunity at all levels of school throughout Henrico County. The solar voltaic array, coupled with educational software, will play an integral role in the education of tomorrow's leaders in the use of alternative fuels. From this one location at Mills Godwin High School, an energy educational message will reach over 70,000 students, giving them the power to shape our energy future. And to top that off, I have some bags here for all the members of the board and the staff from the county manager's office I would like to have passed out now. In these bags are a compact fluorescent light bulb for each of you to take home and use, a brochure from the Energy Star organization targeted at energy awareness, a free CD from the Commonwealth of Virginia from Mines, Minerals, and Energy titled Energy Management Saver Handbook, and a You Have the Power gift from this year's Energy Symposium. Thank you very much.
I know I've mentioned this before, but in December of 2005, one of my sons changed out every light bulb in our house to the more energy efficient ones. And our electric bill, we changed nothing else. Our electric bill has gone down anywhere from $10 to $20 a month because of that change. A lot of light bulbs, but you know, we spent several hundred dollars on it. They're rather a little bit expensive, but it's definitely paid for itself in a little over a year. It was about a year or so that it paid for itself. Now we're saving money, so thank you.
All right. Speaking of that, Mr. Chairman, do we have a timetable? Will the county offices and will our buildings be moving toward the green also? Have you heard anything?
I don't know.
Jerry, do you have any information on that?
Say that again, sir.
Come to the mic, please, Jerry.
He's asking about going green. That was the work session I was hoping we'd have, too, that had to do with the
going green is obviously part of an energy conservation and awareness management program throughout the country today. Green is, today there are several ways to measure what green really is. Henrico County has, or at least we have in the Department of Facilities General Services and Facilities Management, decided to follow a LEED program. at least applying principles that LEED provides us in terms of how we measure a green building. We haven't taken the step yet to determine if we want to have a building certified LEED yet, but we are going toward the principles using those principles in the building of our structures today. So that program is underway. It's in infancy. We hope to make it more mature as we develop how we use it.
Thank you.
Mr. Walker, we have some people signed up to speak during the public sector tonight on initiatives for Anne Arundel County to consider for energy conservation, so you might want to stick around and hear
that. I will do that, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, right. I think we're going to the public hearing now, Mr.
Yes, sir. The first case in the public hearing, rezoning cases and provisional use permits, is item 34307. This is a provisional use permit, P1507. The request is by Reynolds Holdings, LCC. It's a provisional use permit to allow outdoor dining for a proposed restaurant at the Broad Street Retail Center at Reynolds Crossing. This is located at the northwest intersection of West Broad Street and Forest Avenue. The existing zoning is B2C, Business District Conditional. The land use plan recommends planned industrial, and the property is in the enterprise zone. The Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant the request. Mr. Silva.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Manager, members of the board. The request would allow Max and Irma's restaurant to operate a 1,330-square-foot outdoor dining patio in the West Broad Street retail section of Reynolds Crossing. The site is owned B2C and is surrounded by commercial and office uses. The nearest residential property is approximately a quarter mile from the site. The 2010 land use plan recommends planned industrial for this property, and is also, as just been indicated, this is within the county's enterprise zone. The outdoor dining area would serve as an appropriate extension of an improved commercial activity in this location. The proposed outdoor dining area would be located adjacent to this northern external wall of the restaurant. If I can blow this up slightly, the proposed restaurant that we're speaking of at this point is at this location, and the outdoor dining is at this side, northern side of the building. This seating would allow for approximately 44 persons outdoors. The restaurant, as you look at it from the front, would show the outdoor dining on this side of the restaurant. Based on the proposed location and description, outdoor dining area would be appropriate use of this location. Staff is recommending approval of this provisional use permit with the 12 conditions that are listed in the staff report. I would be happy to answer any questions. The Planning Commission, in their consideration of this, did recommend approval.
Any questions, Mr. Silver?
It's just a pretty conventional type outdoor dining, right?
Yes, sir.
And the building is either under construction or close to?
Should be under construction shortly, yes, sir.
Okay. I have another question.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the audience wishes to speak to this case? Seeing you, Mr. Cack.
All right, seeing no inquiries or opposition, I move that we approve this provisional use permit,
B1507. Second. Motion by Mr. Cackley, second by Mr. Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next case is item 34407. This is P1607 in the Three Chop District. It's Reynolds Holding, LLC, a request for a provisional use permit to permit outdoor dining for a proposed restaurant. Of course, this is a second one at the same location. This property is zoned B2C, and the Planning Commission voted to recommend the Board of Supervisors grant this request. Mr. Silver?
Yes, sir. This request would allow Bookbinder's Restaurant to operate approximately 1,800-square-foot outdoor dining space also at Reynolds Crossing. In this particular case, it's the second building just to the south. Again, at this location, the building in question is this building, Bookbinders, and outdoor dining is proposed at two locations on the western side of the building, as well as the eastern side of the building. The outdoor dining on the western side of the building would total approximately 1,400 square feet of patio space, and on the eastern side, approximately 400 square feet of patio space. Both would be surrounded by a 36-inch tall wrought iron-style aluminum fence with decorative stone piers with exit gates to allow for emergency access out if necessary. The proposed location and description of this outdoor dining would be appropriate at this location. Staff is recommending approval of this, again, with 12 conditions that are recommended by staff and found in your staff report. The Planning Commission, in their consideration of this on September 13th, did recommend approval to you as is staff, and we are here to answer questions.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Silver?
No, no questions.
Public hearing, anyone wishing to speak to this item?
Again, good use, good attractive design, and we move and follow recommendations of the Planning Commission and grant this use permit.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cackney, second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. That brings us to item 34507. This is C-4507 in the Fairfield District. First Centrum of Virginia Incorporated. It's a request to rezone from R6C, General Residence District Conditional, to C1, Conservation District. The property contains approximately 3.1 acres. It's located on the west side of Brook Road at Presbytery Court. This, of course, the proposed use is a conservation area. Planning Commission recommended the board grant the request. Silver?
Yes, sir. This request would rezone 3.1